You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Stephen, the message remixed by the mighty Greco Romank. We've got Carl on the line. Morena, how are you?
Morena, good, thank you.
It is lovely to chat with you. Congratulations on a fabulous remix record. You must be just as excited as we are, possibly even more excited to hear all these tracks out in the wild now. How does it feel?
It's great. Yeah, no, I'm hugely excited by it. And as you imply, it's, you know, I'm like a punter on this, you know, so other people have made these cool things and I just get to experience them and enjoy them. So it's a real treat, basically.
there is something really special about the magic that comes with hearing a remix. I can only imagine what that's like as an artist to have your own music put through the blender of other people's ideas and thoughts. There's such a specific Greco sound that has been applied to that track, but it's still got the kind of core of what your original track was like. It must have been quite a cool thing to hear these songs as they arrived in your inbox. What was your kind of thought process when these started, when you started being able to hear these tracks, Carl?
I suppose wonder and excitement and guilt and shame were my cocktail of emotion, just because you just feel so self-conscious about what you've provided.
Yep.
And so kind of humbled by the fact that someone's taken the time to create something of their own with that. It's a complex set of feelings, but they've really turned goat piss into gasoline, as they say.
Absolutely. I think you're being a bit harsh on the original record there, though, which was quite quite the beauty as well, Carl. It's an album that I keep coming back to and finding more out of it each time, and getting the remix record has just added a whole new world to that sound. All of Human Emotion on Microfiche. Refresh our memory about what exactly this record meant to you when you were making the original one.
The original one from last year was really all my crazy foolings that I did when I was having mental health days from work, I suppose you could say. And I didn't intend any of it for release, but I did sort of, you know, occasionally play the odd thing to people and and share it. And then when I did share a little bit of it one time on Instagram, one track, Unreturned Records expressed some positivity towards it. And then, it eventually became a whole release. So it was quite unexpected and actually has been an incredibly positive experience, the whole thing.
That's a really interesting place to start from. Something that was for you not really going to have a listenership at all to now be getting the closest listen you could possibly get, which is other people reworking it. Does it give you a whole new perspective on what you were making as well? Is it kind of sort of shed new light perhaps on ideas you were tossing around?
Yeah, like that Greco-Romanc remix that we just heard, you know, they've taken a song that's quite mildly creepy perhaps and they've turned it into something almost downright scary.
Yeah.
And so, and I never quite realized how dark some of the sentiments in my original song were, but as soon as you hear Mikey saying it, it's like that lyric is terrifying.
Yeah. If you ever really wanted a kind of a hell mirror onto something, get Greco-Romanc to do it and you'll get the scariest possible version perhaps.
Yeah, that's right. So I've got the like cuddly version and they've got, that's right, the hell mirror is a good way of putting it.
Just a little taste of existential angst. You've got some amazing people who've contributed to this. I'm just going to run down the list. Steph Animal, Gay Blade, which is Baby Zionov and I'm Amelia's Dungeon Synth project, Greco-Romanc, Dream Chambers, Proteins of Magic, which has been in and out of the number one slot on the BFM Top 10 for a while. We've also had Sonia Waters do a remix and Liam K. Swiggs. These are people who kind of, I guess, they're loosely under the umbrella of electronic music, the very broad umbrella that is, but very different backgrounds and different sonic interests. Did you have any say in who was kind of contributing to this, Carl, or was this something that Zach and Sunreturn brought to you?
It was a bit of both. So Zach and I did a bit of back and forth, and I suggested people and he suggested people. And I mean, there were so many people that we would have loved to have had do remixes on this. It turns out there's just so many great musicians around locally making this sort of stuff. And so in the end, it was really difficult to whittle the list down. But so happy with all the people. I wish we could have made like two versions of every song maybe.
It's going to be a really special show this weekend. On Friday you're going to be bringing the remix record to life with all of those contributors as well. Can you give us a little sneak preview of what we might be able to expect from the gig this Friday?
Yeah, well, we don't have every single one of them because Proteins and Magic is over the seas. Yeah, a lot of, well, everyone else is coming along, so that's super duper exciting because we've never all been in the same room. It's all just been only at most in the same email thread is about as social as it got. But yeah, so it's Wine Cellar and it's Whammy Backroom, and awesome. It sort of moves between those two rooms. You can imagine the more slamming and bamming acts are in Whammy Backroom, and the more like pay close attention acts, of which I'm one, are in the Wine Cellar. And yeah, the tickets are selling pretty quick, so I would get a pre-sale at Under the Radar rather than just rock up to the door, because the concern is, and I've been told this morning, that yeah, door sales might actually
not exist.
There might be none left. So yeah,
don't muck
yes,
around.
But it's going to be cool. And I'm not playing just by myself. I'll be having synthesizers, but I've also got friends helping me with things like bass and cello and saxophone and Ooh. Glockenspiel and vibraphone. So it's going to be craze balls, I think, is the way it used to be said. Yeah.
That sounds very exciting, Carl. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really interested to see this world come to life in a physical space as well, because it really does feel like a universe that's been created here, and I'm excited to really get into the pit of Wine Cellar and Backroom and experience it IRL. I think we should really get into the spooky side of the album a bit more with this Gayblade remix of Utterance and Inscription. What were your thoughts when you heard this one, Carl? Because it's a really different working of what was already quite an interesting sort of idea that you were playing around with.
Yeah, when I first heard it, I was like, what the hell? and then I listened to it more and more, and it's like, it's the what the hell remained there, but it was kind of became, what the hell? I love this.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, and it's that, as you say, dungeon synth. And so it's got this kind of like video game Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, it's collecting the playing cards, choose your own adventure type vibe. And yeah, it really takes you there.
Big time. I've got to say, the one time I've caught Gayblade playing live, it involved cloaks and a theatrical dagger. So very excited to see what comes out of that space this weekend. Carl, thank you so much.
Can't wait.
For chatting with
thank
us.
Thank you.
We will see you at Wine Cellar and Backroom on Friday. Tickets are from Under the Radar. This is Utterance and Inscription. See you later.
Uttering a word is like striking a note on the keyboard of the imagination. Our language can be seen as an ancient city, a maze of little streets and squares, old and new houses, and houses with additions from various periods. This surrounded by a myriad of new suburbs with straight regular streets and uniform houses. Language is a labyrinth of paths. Approach it from one side and you know your way about. Approach it from the other and you are lost completely. Life. To imagine. imagine a language means to imagine a form of life. The limits of my language mean the limits of my world. To imagine a language means to imagine a form of life.
That is Carl Stephen, Utterance and Inscription, the Gayblade remix. You can catch Carl Stephen celebrating the whole remix record of All of Human Emotion on Microfiche this Friday at Wine Cellar and at Whammy Backroom, and tickets are selling like literal hotcakes. So go and grab one right now while we're thinking about it from Under the Radar. You won't regret it. It's going to be a very, very cool show.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/sign up.